podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy has announced that he would like a new look.
It's time. I made the announcement.
Let us cut your head off.
Still can't do anything about your
this
face.
This turned ugly fast. I made the announcement yesterday before we left the station. I said, Emily, I'm going to the Park Meadows Retail Resort today, and I'm going to do a little shopping. I'm going to hit the shops there because that's where all the kids are.
Shopping's my cardio.
That's where all the latest fashion crazes are, is at Park Meadows. So I went over there and wandered around for about 2 hours, went in and out of multiple stores, came away with nothing.
Why is that?
I can't veer from my jeans and polo shirts. There's just so many colors and patterns.
Let me guess. After 2 hours of going through all the, quote, hip stores at Park Meadows Mall, you left and went back to Kohl's.
I have a coupon. 30% off.
I feel for you, buddy, because changing your look is not easy, especially when you're so set in stone with how you do present yourself clothing-wise.
Can we agree that it's easier for a woman to change her look than it is for a guy to change
her
look? Women have more options when it comes to the wardrobe.
Or not even wardrobe. We can part our hair on the other side, put on some different color lipstick.
Wardrobe is just part of it, but you've got all the other things that add to it.
Tools.
Guys, we are what we are. We're shirts, pants, and hair, and that's all we got.
Shoes, footwear. I feel for you as well, buddy, because you are at a very tough age.
Thank you.
To change your look. Because I'm
What are you saying?
So I'm saying that there's not a lot of clothing options for Jeremy as far as stores.
Well, here's the deal. Like I'll be 36 here in a couple months. I'm a dad, but yet I feel like I'm in a kind of a hip, cool industry. So I want to go a little hipper, cooler when we're out and about to and fro, but I'm still in my dad jeans.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of, I can't go too young, but I'm not going to be in a suit
every day. I'm looking here at Park Meadows, the directory for just menswear. Abercrombie, you're too old. Aeropostale, you're too old. American Eagle, too old. Armani Exchange, you're too white. Banana Republic. I think maybe, but that gets a little too fancy.
I wandered in, but then it's like a shirt for $70. I'm not going to do that.
Let's see. Dumb. Eddie Bauer.
Thus the Kohl's with the coupon.
Yes, I know. Like I went into Urban Outfitters.
I was going to say going to Nordstrom and get jeans. The best place to get jeans. I know, but that's $200 still, a pair. Man.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that.
But it's a staple, so it's worth it.
These jeans I have on today are Nordy's jeans. They're some of the greatest jeans ever.
I know. I
but you got to drop coin for it.
I'm not going to do that.
But remember what I taught you about the PPW, the price per wear.
Right.
When you get the really good stuff, you'll wear them longer and more often, so your price per wear will come down.
I know, but now we're going back into, I want it to be a little hipper.
Dude, I have more comments. I get more comments from women.
From the saleswomen at Nordy's?
Nope. I get more. You guys can mock all you want, but I'm telling you.
Don't get mad.
I'm not Emily. I'm telling you. I get more comments on these jeans than any jeans I've ever had in my life.
All right.
So before you just blanket,
I believe you.
Before you just blanket mock what you don't know, I would say go buy some.
All right.
So
and the women here will fall all over you.
Well, all right.
A step down if you don't want to commit to Nordstrom's. I'd say you are a good, solid Macy's man.
Am I?
Because Macy's has different brands. You could go get Levi's there. You can also get, you could get some
Calvin Klein,
some Bugle Boys. You know, they do have Calvin Klein.
Some Oshkosh.
Yeah, they do have different. So
she's right. There's a selection there.
Yeah.
There
is. I even
wandered into a Forever 21 yesterday.
Oh, for goodness.
Isn't that the most humbling experience?
So depressing. And they have a little men's section there.
Did you just get your period for the first time? What's the deal?
I know nothing fit. You have to buy something four sizes too big.
Everything's like really slim fit. And this kid that was working there came up to me. He's like, "Can I help you? Like, are you in the right store?"
Whenever I'm in there, I always feel like they're looking at me like she must be shopping for her daughter, not for herself.
They had their judgy pants on yesterday.
Their slim cut judgy pants.
Slim cut judgy pants.
So I guess what Emily is saying is you're in a weird bubble of age because you're not young enough to pull off
the young stuff.
This young stuff, but you don't want to go and be the
Nordstrom
the Dom.
Jeans. You don't want to do
Don't be mad.
I'm not Emily.
I can't. I think you're in this weird middle bubble.
At 35, I think you're placing yourself mentally in a bubble when you probably aren't really there.
You got to stop shopping at Kohl's. That's what it is. If you don't want to look like that, you got to stop shopping at Kohl's.
Step number one is she's right.
I think I need a woman to come with me.
Let me go shopping.
Minus my wife, because I think I need like a neutral party, because she'll just be like, yeah, it's fine. Let's get out of here type thing.
Well, I will tell you this. When I buy jeans, mm-hmm. I never do it by myself. I always take a hip woman. Every time. And I'm always thrilled because they pick out stuff that I might not have thought about.
Yeah.
And then again, like I said, I get the compliments. It's only because a woman has said, that's the one.
That'll work. Does she like tug on your crotch like your mom used to when you're trying on jeans?
If there's any growing room there.
Turn around, lift up your shirt
later.
But... give it a tug. Little tug. Oh, there's a lot of room in there.
Check the...
That's funny. So I don't. Is Emily your one to take? I'm not sure.
No. Jeremy, you shop for shirts with bananas on them. You have to let me go and dress you.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody. Well, even if it's not Emily, some woman who is hip needs to go with you, at least when you buy the jeans.
I need a stylist.
And the shoes, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, I need someone in the fashion industry, maybe. They can work with this palette.
You need a personal shopper.
Yeah, I kind
of
do.
We need to get you out of those dad polo shirts. The mint green
polo shirt. No. From like 98 that I'm wearing?
You look like a double mint model.
Well.
And it ain't pretty.
I've never been called that. Thank you. So weird.
Ridiculous.
All right. Good luck to you. Okay?
Thanks.
And when you do get the quote new look, will you please post some pictures for all of our listeners to see what
I'll give you the shooters.
What the new Jeremy looks like.
New me.
Here he is. Here's Zach on the phone. Zach, are you the same age as Jeremy?
Yeah.
And so what do you want to tell him?
Well, I was going to tell him that I was in the same kind of boat trying to find like fashionable clothes. But I really like hiking. So I found like REI, that's all I shop. And I feel like people love it. I mean, people are like, hey, you're an outdoor, outdoorsy kind of guy. And it works great for me.
It's very Colorado.
It is. But Jeremy's not a hiker. He's a poser.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a poser.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about when we go out and do events and stuff here for the radio station, when you have to look kind of, you know, like not...
Like relevant, like you belong in the
like
bar?
Like I came off a kayak with my cargo pants on.
Because that screams Mix 100.3 listeners.
It really does not. Yeah.
At all.
You know,
carry a boat oar with me. And
I'm seeing this as almost like, you know how Barbie has all the different looks, you know, there's like evening wear Barbie, and then there's school teacher Barbie, and then there's summer vacation.
So you're saying we're supposed to have kayaking Jeremy?
If you were to shop at REI, it's outdoorsy, you know,
outdoorsy
Ken,
Jeremy. Okay.
And you can't, that's not your everyday look.
Have a vest on.
Hey, Zach, will you go with Jeremy to be his personal shopper?
You know, I could actually, but here's the thing, it's not always like super hiking stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff there, and you would have to get the jeans. I agree with everyone else that you have to get good, expensive jeans.
Good, strong, expensive jeans.
They're a staple.
All right.
He's saying he agrees with Dom, is what he's saying. Go spend the money for the jeans.
All right.
Zach, have a great day.
What are the brand of those jeans that you're wearing there?
These are called Cabernets.
They're my new caviar. They're from the caviar collection.
These are the faux gras jeans. Here's Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Good morning.
I don't even know what that means.
You didn't even say it right, Mr. Cabernet.
Hello, Eddie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm having some faux gras. So what are you going to tell Jeremy?
Well, I will be 40 in January, and I am a fashion student at the Art Institute of Colorado.
Nuh-uh.
It's true, and I go to school with a lot of kids.
So yeah, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm on my way to a job interview at the moment, so I am dressed up a little bit more. But my staple for school is jeans and a plaid shirt, or plaid shorts and a polo shirt.
All right.
Plaid shorts and a polo.
What store should he go to, Eddie?
I go to Macy's a lot, but I do agree with Dom with the more expensive jeans. They
really?
Will last a lot longer.
Dude.
Are these all of Dom's friends calling in today?
No. What we're trying to tell you is that the jeans are going to be the most important component of what you have on. So that's where you put your money.
That's the foundation, right?
Yes. And everything else you build around that.
Exactly.
So listen, a fashion student is on the line.
Way to go, Eddie.
So. Thank you. And I would be willing to volunteer my time to help you out, Jeremy.
We should totally do it, man. Hit me up. Send me an email.
Eddie, dress you.
All right, reach out to me, Eddie.
Do you know? I will do
well,
so.
We probably need to see what you're wearing today before we let you take Jeremy shopping.
Well, he's dressed up. He said he's going to an interview.
Well, that's all right.
That's okay. I want to see your interview look.
I'm not on board with the plaid
shorts. Well, my interview look at the moment are a black slacks, black vest, a robin egg blue button-down shirt with a gray and pink plaid tie.
Oh, you look
strong. Strong, man.
I think the job is yours, man.
Nailed it.
I'll hire you.
Good luck to you, okay, Eddie?
Great, thank you so much.
All right, man. Bye, thanks Eddie. For listening.
Man, a man
in
a vest. We got to try to see what you look like
just
in a vest. Just a vest.
Robin egg
and
blue.
And socks.
Robin egg blue,
as long as they're plaid socks.
It would match your headphones.
All right.
Here's Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you know about the new look?
So I'm kind of Jeremy's age, and I'm same boat. I walk into Abercrombie, and I feel like I've just gone back to prom.
How do you even get in the door with the smell?
I know. The perfume.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
It's loud.
So I've been rocking a new look, Jeremy, and hear me out on this.
Okay.
I'm going with a little bit of dress pants, some short socks, some kind of cool sneakers, not like dress shoes, but like cool
Vans.
Sneakers. Like, yeah. And I'm finishing it off with a t-shirt.
I like that look. I really do. I like the nice jeans and a t-shirt and some sort of cool Vans shoes. I like that look a lot.
Well, he's saying dress
so he's
pants.
He's doing dress pants. So are we talking Dockers here?
No,
or?
Those aren't dress pants, you dweeb.
Sure they are.
Dockers.
So, yeah, they are.
Stay out of Kohl's.
That's your mistake. You think Dockers
have a coupon.
Are fancy.
Get the hell out of Kohl's.
What kind of dress pants, my friend?
So maybe like a dark gray or like a dark black. So not jeans, but not Dockers. Try Goodwill, maybe. Get some good deals on some Goodwill.
Oh, honey, you do not know Jeremy,
did you just say that?
Oh,
there's
sorry.
Not enough washing, my friend.
Although, I have to say, you got some Goodwill clothes recently.
We did a Goodwill fashion show.
And you loved them.
I took the boots and the leather jacket.
The shoes and the underwear.
Mm. Of all things, shoes.
Stay
secondhand shoes.
The underwear, please. No.
I like that look.
I'm going to try that. I like that.
All right. Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
You have a
great
day. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
Well, I'm seeing it's all coming down to the pants. One way or another, it's the pants.
You got to trash your there. Pugs, not drugs t-shirt, too.
Yeah.
It's probably not one for
not
the workplace.
A good one? All right.
So easiest thing for you to do is to go get expensive jeans.
All right.
Okay. And then do something about your hair.
All right.
Those are the two easiest things for you to do.
I don't got much to work with up top here. It's starting to thin out.
Well, I know, but if you let it grow out a little bit, you'd be able to do more with it.
Mole it.
Gentleman Caller just grew out his hair. It's like one of the hardest things for a guy to do after having the same hair for
it's real poofy.
30 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'll start with the jeans.
Baby steps.
Does Nordstrom's have like an outlet store or
Nordstrom Rack? On the way home.
They do,
Let's do it today. Let's
they
do it today. Look, man. I'm clapping.
You're like a seal. All right.
Good luck to you with that.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
We can't wait to see it. We can't wait for the unveiling.
You can wait. I'm sure you can. You're just going to make fun of me no matter what I wear. So.
Am I that way?
Yes. Now to traffic.
Traffic.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.